Welcome in, everybody. It is Friday. Gotta love Fridays. You are listening to Scene on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ, AM. Real sport talk for real sports fans. After the show tonight, we're going to go directly into women's final four games. First one up is Louisville and South Carolina, followed by UConn and Stanford. Just you have that one ready to go if that's what you want to do and you want to listen to the games. I want to take a second here. Let's get through this first part here. You can check us out on Twitter at SteenOnSports at 1700 The Champ. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ. The website is at 1700thechamp.com. All of the podcasts, they're all up, ready to go. Go download them at your favorite place to do podcasts. You can go, I upload them in Audio Boom, and then they go out. So you can go to Audio Boom, you can go to Spotify, they're wherever you get them, you can get them. What else do I have? I have to take the time here to say hello to Nana and tell Nana that I love Nana. That's my daily thing. Hi, DJ, because that is just funny to me that I get to talk to DJ on the radio. And now he'll be going around the house trying to figure out where I'm at. I want to take just a quick second also to thank my sponsors. We will get deeper in with talking about them as the show goes on. Build My Future. It's one that I'm extremely excited about. It's a hands-on skilled trades event. Younger people getting to go see what other types of jobs are out there than going to a four-year college. Listen, if you want to go to a four-year college, I'm all in. If you can't see where you're going to be when you start and where you're going to be when you end, and you don't have a direction, sometimes it's not the best for you. Maybe there's another direction. Maybe you go and do that, and maybe you change your mind again. But it's just another thing to do, and you get your hands on stuff that is out there. Also want to thank DMOS, D-M-O-S, or Des Moines Orthopedic. I have been emailing back and forth today with them, making sure that they had a copy of our interview that we did. Wednesday. Must have been Wednesday. Had to be Wednesday. It might have been Tuesday. Working 5 days. It's the first time I've worked 5 days on the radio in like 3 weeks. I appreciate everything that DMOS is doing. I think we're both extremely excited to be to doing some stuff. So we got that going. I also want to thank Palmer Group. I have Mike Bringle coming on at 5 o'clock on Tuesday. We'll give us our first kind of in-depth look at Palmer Group. And can't wait for that as well. Also, Northwest Bank, they've been a sponsor from day one. One of the main reasons why I had the opportunity to come back on the radio was because of Northwest Bank. So, as always, I pretty much owe them my radio show. So I hope I continue to make them proud and happy and really enjoy having them as a sponsor. Also have Woodman Controls. Very excited to have them on board as well. And I have a couple of new ones getting ready to come on. So that's going to be exciting when I can tell you about those. As always, BetMGM. BetMGM was the other from day one. I also have to thank them for, you know, having the ability to make this happen. So thank you very much to all of them. Okay, I just got done saying that tonight is the first four in the women's Final Four, the women's national championship, and it's their weekend. I love the fact. Would you like to? I like the fact they're getting a Friday night, two Friday night live games. They're working. I'm going to start here. If you listen to my show long enough, my feelings about the NCAA have been pretty severe. I think, and this has nothing to do with Mark Emmert. I've never met Mark Emmert. All I can do is look at what he has done and look at his leadership, and I can poke holes in it, and I can say that I'm concerned. This isn't the NCAA of 20 years ago, and you know, you keep every and I'm see here's the problem too, is before, you know, when I was a 25-year-old snotty little kid, you know, and I'm saying, man, I just don't know if I like this person. You know, you kind of get browbeat a lot. And I still get browbeat for some of my comments on this. Listen, I'm 56 years old. I've watched a lot of sports. I've coached a lot of sports. I have common sense. And the NCAA is running this like it's still in the 1960s and 1970s. It's not. And their past is catching up with them. Last year was horrific for them. The glaring inequities were revealed between the women's tournament and the men's tournament, stating some of the things that, you know, the women's tournament just isn't up to snuff yet. It's not, even though they are getting ratings and they're coming back to them, and the ratings are great for women's basketball. It's basketball time. They're taking care of football and, you know, moving from a Final Four to a Final 12 or a Final 16 and doing football playoffs. It's been a total mess. How they've handled name, image, and likeness, from trying to sue their way out of it, trying to get Congress to make it not happen, and finally figuring out that everybody involved wants to see this happen. They haven't handled that well. And I think some of the problem, and I respect some of these coaches. I can't tell you how much I respect these coaches. But when you have like Leonard Hamilton coming on and saying it's ruining basketball, the transfer portal, the name, image, and likeness, it's not. The way it's being run and the way it's being run from the top down and the way people are treated, listen. Do I think the transfer portal is being overused as it is right now? Absolutely. But I believe it that way because it's going to take 3 to 4 years to get universities, coaches, assistant coaches to stop promising the world and then not deliver. And you didn't have to worry about delivering because they couldn't go anywhere. That's not happening anymore. The fact that if I hear one more person tell me that they didn't sign with the coach, they signed with the university. If that was true, then everybody from the university should be going out on these recruiting trips. Do they? No. The only people going out are the coaching staff and alums trying to get these kids to come to school. And why do they want these kids to come to school? Because if these kids, if they can get those 5 stars and those 4 stars and they get there, then we can get to the top of our conference. Then we can win a championship in our conference. And then we can win a championship in the NCAA. And what will happen if I do that? Is it all kumbaya and we'll all get along better? No, it's because I want to make more money. I want to make more money for the university. I want to make more money. It's not for the betterment of the game. And it just needs to stop. Leonard Hamilton coming on and saying on the radio that you can't compare coaches leaving to students leaving because right now there's 1,200 student athletes in the transfer portal. Okay, I get that. So let's say there's 300 colleges. And so if every coach left, that would be 300 and that would be horrific. And you've had, I don't know, in this cycle, maybe 18 or 20. And he goes, look how many of these kids are in the transfer portal. That's because there's 14 of them per team all the way through. So Mark Emmert, the way to handle this is to get out in front of it. Bring groups in together. Have conferences. But do something. Here's the one thing that I agree with what we do with the Senate and the Congress the majority of the time. If they have an issue or they're having an open hearing, it's an open hearing. And if you want to hear it, you can hear it. That's not the same with this. They're struggling with football. They're struggling with conferences. They don't know what to do. They have all this money and they don't know how to fairly distribute it. They have no idea in the world. And so my first thought on that today, Friday, leading into this NCAA March Madness, you know, one of the first people I talked to, Coach K, he's going to have some time on his hands. You know who else I talked to? Roy Williams. And then I would get some MBA guys, and I would get some graduating seniors. I would get some freshmen that just came in, and I'd sit everybody down and say, what did you like? What did you not like? What's happening? What is all this? You have to figure out that part. You have to find a happy medium where coaching and student athletes that you still have control and you're trying to make sure and make them. I get it. You want to make them better men and better women. I understand that. But we have to find a better way to do it. Because if you're doing it and they're not feeling that connection or whatever, when you don't feel a connection with your athletic director or you don't feel a connection with your team and you feel a connection with another team, you just get to leave. They don't. It has to be fixed. Conferences have to be fixed. You have to have leadership in knowing that I'm sitting here and I'm telling the Big 12, if I was the Big 12 right now, this, as soon as the NCAA is over, I would be going out to Memphis and then they can pick the other team. I've thrown some out there, but Memphis for sure. And I'd say, Memphis, what do we need to do to get you to come to the Big 12? Because I want two more teams. I want the same amount of teams as I'm facing with the two monsters in the NCAA. And the two monsters in the NCAA right now are the Big Ten and the SEC. They got the most. They got the biggest TV contracts getting ready to come. That's what I'm doing if I'm the Big 12. I don't have to figure out a way to survive. I've already done that, man. I've got Houston. I've got BYU. I've got Central Florida. I have them coming. I always forget the, and it's going to pop in here in just a second. I always forget the fourth one. Central Florida, BYU, Cincinnati, and Houston. There we go. We went out and we got them. Everybody thought the Big Ten and the Pac-12 and the ACC thought we were dead. And the Big 12 went out there and we got our four teams and we are good to go. Get two more. Equal them. And then when all these big contracts are coming in, and here's the funny thing, is the NCAA leadership group going to jump in and say, okay, here's what the cap is on what you can get for your television contracts. And anything above and beyond that cap is going to get split evenly between the Power Fives. The rest of the conferences out there, I'm sorry, you're going to have to fight. You're going to have to fight on your own. Because they're fighting at the top, you're going to have to fight at the bottom, and everybody's going to have to get along. But right now, if I'm the Big 12, and I'm the Pac-12, and I'm the ACC, I'm getting it in my head. I need to change right now, because I'm not letting these two conferences run everything, and that's what's going to happen. Those two conferences right now sit to look at over $100 million contracts per year. It's not that high for the other three conferences. Get together. Start working it out. The NCAA is not going to lead you, not unless they have a miraculous 180. And they can see that. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen under Mark Emmert. I can tell you that now. There's a lot of people out there that are amazing. I mean, I'm thinking in just the sports world. You know what? Get Michael Jordan in a room. Get Mark Cuban in a room. Get Steph Curry in a room. Get Kevin Durant in a room. Get LeBron James in a room. And say, listen, for the good, David Stern, for the good of the NBA, which is, or the WNBA, get the WNBA in there. Get everybody. It's for men and women. Get them all together and say, here's what we need for these student athletes. And we have to figure out that there's pathways for all of them. Not everybody that goes to college gets to go on and have a career. We all know that. But we have to be able to, the ones that aren't, still need to enjoy, still need to compete, still need to do all those things. It's such a big circle, and you don't have anybody talking about it. That's the worst thing about it. We couldn't go to more than having a 4-team playoff because you couldn't get the conferences to agree because they don't want to and they don't have to. There's never going to be a time until it is absolutely necessary, and that's 2025, that the SEC and the Big Ten are going to go, okay, now we're ready to help. Because it doesn't behoove them to help right now. These are big issues, folks. And a lot of people out there don't think they're big issues. And maybe they think I'm wearing aluminum foil on my head. It's a lot of money. And a lot of that money is on the back of these student athletes. And that is not the top priority. And when you look at the dollars that are involved, that's how you can tell it's not the top priority. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 1700 The Champ AM, 101.3 FM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. I'll be back after this break.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 and 1700.
Flash Caregiving, brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Nothing's off limits. Join the conversation now on Twitter at Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ, real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Friday. Whew. Lots to talk about. My goodness. You are listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day, right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. Check us out on Twitter at Steen on Sports, at 1700 The Champ. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ. The website is 1700thechamp.com. All right. Women's Final Four game. First game up. I got to click back in here. First game up is Louisville, South Carolina. We're going to take some time here and talk about that. And then after that, 32 minutes to be exact after that, you'll have Stanford and Connecticut. And then tomorrow we have the... we have both games for the men's, and then on Sunday we have the women's national championship. On Monday we have the men's national championship, and April 9th, which is next Wednesday, Minnesota Twins baseball. Yes! Cannot wait. Okay, this segment is going to be brought to you by, let's do this. Let's do, it's since it's sitting here open, let's do DMOS. It was told to me by Rich Green, that it, who is the COO of DMOS. It's okay if I call it DMOS. I think they do DMOS or Des Moines Orthopedic. I like some of the things that Rich said while he was, when he was in the interview with me, that what happens after, if you come in for surgery or you come in for rehabilitation or you or any of those things, the best thing that can happen to DMOS is that everybody succeeds, gets better, is happy. And that's what you strive for. It's not always possible. And I think the really important thing, and I think we even touched on this a little bit, it always can't be that way. But on the ones that are so difficult and the ones that are that don't end up the way they should, it's how you treat those and how you help those that really gives your company the excellence that you strive for.
if someone comes in and you get them back out on the playing field, or you get them back out so they can go work in their garden or go for a walk, those are easy wins, and those are easy to go out and talk about. The ones that are difficult are the difficult ones, and how you handle those is the way that your company's viewed. And even Rich said, there's no 100% wins. So how you help and you correct and you do all those things is what you're known for. And with the scores that this group gets in what they do, and it's such a wide variety of things they do, shows you what kind of healthcare business this is. I am so excited to be part of this program. If you listen to that first interview, I'm on first name basis with a lot of people there because I had three boys, three athletes. They get hurt, and it's devastating. And they bring you out of that, and it's pretty special. Very, very lucky to be able to call DeMoss a partner, and I'm very excited about that. Okay, let's take a look at these games. You got Louisville, South Carolina. Number one seed, 29-4, 33-2. Player of the year, Alea Boston. Here's my final to-do on that, unless I talk about it later. Listen, you were never going to go wrong by having Alea Boston or Nalissa Smith or Caitlin Clark or Haley Jones. You were never going to go wrong by having any of them. I wanted to fuel the fire that when you're looking at them, you're not, if all you're comparing is team records, it's not enough. If all you were doing was comparing points scored, it's not enough. It's a big circle that you need to look at. And no matter what anybody wants to say right now, if you watch women's college basketball enough, you have two players that everybody's going to talk about, and then everybody else is fighting for airtime, no matter how good your team is, no matter how good you are, no matter what. And that's Paige Beckers and Caitlin Clark. And I see the ones out, Diana Taurasi and Sue Bird, I can never remember the gal, Sabrina. I can never remember her last name, and I apologize for that. She was a great player. They never did, and the game's changed, but they never did what Caitlin and Paige have done the minute they stepped on the floor. And it's going to be so exciting. I mean, I think that we can ratchet up the women's basketball tournament and just keep going to new heights. I'm here to tell you, Paige and Caitlin are sophomores. Azia Fudd from Connecticut is a freshman. She's dynamic as well. Got to keep them healthy. That's the most important thing. I thought there were some, I thought there were some weird game times. I thought there were some weird where these extreme programs with those top 10 or 15 players who can turn a dial, I didn't think they got the right kind of airtime. So I think there's a lot of places to look for and to make it better. But having the final four games on a Friday night where it's the only thing that's going on, A+, then having the men's do the same, A+, then having the women's final, A+, then having the men's final, A+. So they're getting it. It's just taking them slowly. Well, how come it's fair if you put those people on and you don't have some of the others? Well, here's where it's fair, because the NCAA women's basketball program, the women's softball program, the women's gymnastic program, anything that you want to talk about with women's sports, which I want to do, and I want to get them to a point they have to be, you have to use the stars you have to get other people attention. Before Magic Johnson, and Larry Bird came into the NBA, the NBA finals were rebroadcast at night. They weren't even on live. Before Gino Auriemma and Diana Taurasi and Sue Bird and all those players, we couldn't even be talking about this. And I have said up and down on this show, and I don't talk enough about Paige Beckers, but she gets talked about by ESPN. So by golly, on my show, I can talk about Caitlin Clark more than I talk about Paige Beckers. But they know each other. And I'm gonna talk about Ashley Jones, Aubrey Jones, Lexi Dornowski, Emily Ryan. I'll talk about them all. What they're going to do is I've seen after games and how many young gals and young children get their pictures taken wearing a jersey, want to touch a basketball. That wasn't happening 5 years ago. Because as good as Diana Taurasi was, as good as Sue Bird was, as good as Sabrina was, as good as all these people were, Megan Gustafson, my gal from Iowa State. It's going to hit me here in a second when it doesn't matter, but it wasn't the same. But now it's getting better. They started the spark, right? And now the Carlton, Bridget Carlton, see, that comes like just like that. They lit the spark, and now these young women that are coming up are going to take it and blow it up. I love Megan Gustafson and what she did. LeBron James, Kevin Durant, and those guys weren't talking about it. But by golly, Jason Tatum's talking about Paige Beckers and Kevin Durant whoever else is talking, and LeBron James and all those guys are talking about Caitlin and Steph Curry and his relationship that he has with Azia Fudd and what she does. That matters. And it's exciting, and we need to take that. And we have to help. I mean, the NCAA is having a hard enough time with the men's championship and men's football that is such a big money thing. They don't even have time to look at this. So we have to have other people step up and want to do it. It's worth it. Watch these numbers tonight. I want to see where these numbers are. And you're going to find when you get to see Azia and you get to see Paige and you get to see Alea Boston and you get to see I cannot remember everybody's names. I'm sorry. But it's just not humanly possible. We have to take this step now. I can't even tell you out of these four, I guess if I had to guess that having South Carolina play UConn would bring the most notoriety. I don't know if that brings you the best games. I don't see either one of these games being out of control. There's just too much talent. And that's exciting. So I can't wait to get to see them tonight. I know that we are heading out. Not that I'm giving this place a plug, but we're meeting some people tonight, and I might as well say where I'm meeting. Except for that'd be really good if I know. Oh, the Winchester. We're going to the Winchester in Valley Junction. There you go. I gave him a little bit of a plug. I want to see these games. And then when you're looking at the men's game tomorrow, and as much as I want to sit here and say Villanova Kansas is it could be the best game of the night. There's no doubting that. It could be the best game of the night. But with Villanova being down a guy, that's going to hurt. I'm sorry, and I love both those. I love Jay Wright. I like Bill Self, and I'll never say that. Oh, I already did. I don't have to like the way that he coaches. I don't have to like the way that he snarls and growls and all that. What I do like is he gets young men to play the game of basketball at a high level, and it's a high team level. If you want to say anything about these four teams that are here and these coaches, it's not about somebody. It's about a team. And that's not easy to do in men's college basketball. But if you can't get stoked about UNC and Duke, I don't know what can make you happy. And for all those out there, well, UNC's an 8 seed, man. They just had to get pieces, and they had to have pieces start to work together. If Caleb Love plays like he's played the last two games, North Carolina is going to be the national champion. Because I don't think anybody can guard him. And Pablo Banchero, I am a Keegan Murray guy, and I love the way Keegan Murray plays. This dude's 6'9", 6'10", and plays point and plays D and is long. They're two different cats, and man, people are going to be very excited about getting them on a team. One last thing I wanted to say before I got about a minute and 26 seconds. I've had a lot of fun. Maybe poking some fun at Jordy Bohannon over the years that he's played there for so long. My thing that I've always said, and I was not a great basketball player. I worked my butt off. I played as hard as I could play. And at the end of the night, the person I was guarding knew he'd been guarded and knew that he probably is bruised and battered a little bit. And that's Jordy Bohannon. And I've never rooted for Jordy Bohannon so much in my life to beat the Davidson kid from Wisconsin, who I do not hate anything. But boy, he surely makes you dislike things unless he's on your team. And then he loves you. I sat here and said that to Scott Brower the other day. And he goes, so what you're saying is that Brad Davidson played exactly like you did in high school. And I'm like, yep, I'd been that guy that everybody hated because I didn't care. Hey, God gave me 5 fouls for a reason. Well, why was I going to waste them? I mean, and the 10 that they didn't see, I think I was getting pretty clean. The fact that I could score 10 points a game, man, that's gravy. Sorry. It is my show. I can't talk about it. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, real sports talk for real sports fans. One more segment, or two more segments before B Styles comes in. I can't wait to get B in. He is fired up.
Sign up for 101.3 and 1700 The Champs E-Club Sports. Join the conversation on Twitter at Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Friday. You're listening to Steen on Sports. Right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, real sports talk for real sports fans. We are bringing you your sports your way every day, hopefully. If it's not your way because it's my way or you want me to change your way, just drop me a call. Drop me a social media. I'm in. I just enjoy being able to talk about sports. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700thechamp, at Steen on Sports. Facebook is at 1700thechamp, and website 1700thechamp.com. Once again, women's Final Four on right after. It'll be joined in progress, and I think the progress part might be – hold on, let me – I think the progress part might just be just the pregame, getting right ready to tip. It's going to be pretty close. This segment will be brought to you by, I'm going to do, Woodman Controls. Woodman Controls is a building solution company. They are a controls company that has been designing intelligent building solutions for companies throughout Iowa. We're an independent Iowa-based contractor that designs, engineers, installs, commissions, and services building automation systems. So they take all those systems that run all the things in your building and they automate them so that you can see them on a computer screen and you have the ability to change things. You don't always have to be on site. It's a huge deal. They've been in business for a long time. They're a great company. With that being a great company, what a great time for you if you are out there looking for a career in order to do stuff that these young men and women do. And that is one of the issues that we have facing a lot of our companies out there is trying to find people to come in and help you out. Applications, you can go online to woodmancontrols.com. They have business development openings, field technicians, project managers, service technicians, internships. If you're in college and this is something that you can see yourself doing, go to woodmancontrols.com. See what is out there. I also have 515-964-0904. They also can go on their webpage and hit contact us, and you can give your name, email, subject, and type a message. It's a great company. I enjoy having them on here. And more than that, I want to see them continue to grow. And I know what it's like to have that capability to grow, but trying to find those right people. So if you're one of those right people, and once again, it ties in with this Build My Future. We need individuals to go into these fields, and we need to try to do everything that we can to help provide the access to get it done. And the best way to get that access, go directly to a source, and that is Woodman Controls Company. And once again, I want to thank them for being a part of the show. I'm going to let B and I kind of give the preview for the men's games, Kansas Villanova first, North Carolina Duke second. I'm telling you, it's going to be a whale of a game. Jay Wright has to figure out how to, and it's not even that Villanova really wants to play at that level, but he needs to get that score to be in the 60s tonight, I believe. If you see that creeping up at halftime and it's 40 to 34 and they're kind of hanging there, 40 is too many points because I don't know if they can keep that up. I don't know if Villanova can do that. I know Kansas can do it. I don't know if Villanova can do that. So you're going to have to see what the pace of play is and how much missing that person affects the Villanova Wildcats. I have nine minutes here. Sorry. Jay Billets kind of gave his state of the state of college basketball. We agree about a lot of things, and I have some disagreements with him at times, but a lot of this is, I think is very interesting on how he looks at things. And his first one is which coaches will pick up the college basketball baton with Coach K leaving, when John Wooden and Bob Knight and Dean Smith, it kind of turned into Roy Williams and Jim Calhoun. I really truly Buzz Williams. Like I said yesterday, I don't have the same sports radio taste as my sons do sometimes, but I listened to Pardon My Takes interview with Buzz Williams and in a sports way, fell in love with Buzz Williams and the way he thinks and the way he looks at how he can help mold these young men into grown men and how he does it. But that's what we're looking for, folks. You're looking for that next guy. You have that at the University of Iowa. You have that right now. You have Kirk Ferentz and you have Fran McCaffrey. They probably could coach for a long time, but they're not young. TJ's young. Matt Campbell's young. So you always have to, in the back of your mind, you always have to be looking for who is that guy that we can turn this into. I mean, you have Hubert Davis, Tommy Lloyd, Greg Gard, Juwan Howard, Chris Beard, Mark Adams. I mean, they're all over the place. And they all do it. The great thing about that is they all do it in a different way. And I think that's really unique for the NCAA. One of his big things that he is concerned about, as well as I am, it's time to get serious about physical on-court play. It's one thing to play good defense in a position and try to stop people. You cannot stop the flow of somebody coming through. I played extremely difficult and hard, and I don't know how good I could have been if I'd have got away with some of the things they do now. You have to be able to give a flow, the team to have a flow of an offense. You can't just keep pushing them out by you know, just knocking them and let that go. The stepping in a half a second before someone comes in and taking a charge, I think that needs to be corrected. Here's the thing that would kill basketball. And it's the extreme on both ends. We don't want 100-point games, and we don't want 40-point games. I'll take a barn burner 71-68 game every day of the week. But you have to do something. You need a better overview of referees, and you have to hold referees accountable. And I don't think that's being done. This is the biggest one that I agree with him on, and I have no idea in the world why we don't do it. And I like it the way that it is in women's basketball. Men's college basketball is the only basketball that plays halves. That's it. What playing quarters does, if you have a bad first quarter and you give up four fouls, you're in the 1-1. Well, that's a bad first quarter. It's not a bad whole first half. You get the second quarter to try to correct that. Then you get the third quarter to try to correct that. And you get the fourth quarter to try to correct that. I don't know why they're I don't understand the fact that it's the way it is. It needs to change. I actually enjoy the way that women's basketball, the NBA, the internationals, everybody. I think you have to have a very distinct charge block, and I think the circle where you can't take a charge block needs to get bigger. We're going to end up hurting some of our athletes because of people stepping in because you're so close to the basket. I don't like that. I liked his. I like the fact that you can advance the ball to midcourt late in games. I like that. I have no idea why we are still in 2022 have the same lane size that we had in the 1880s. I mean, just simple alone, the people are bigger. And it should help, because what widening the lane does, it'll take away from all the physicality, because there's just not, you're going to have more freedom of movement in there. The one that I agree with this too, I think bench decorum is huge. And I'm not even talking about yelling at the referees and any of that. If I see one more coach out in the middle of the court saying that he's trying to call out a play, no, you don't get to be on the court. You got to rein him in even more. You got to keep all the assistants and everybody sitting. You get one guy that has movement, but he doesn't get as much movement as he's had. There's some others in here too, and we'll get to them as well. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Be back after the top of the hour break.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 and 1700.